Wednesday. If that beautiful, I love Black Betty. If that doesn't just pep you up, little Ram Jam. Good day and happy Wednesday. I have a very fun show planned today. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I am always looking for people who are pursuing their passion and purpose through maybe not the so natural, normal path, like exploring the different, just the edges and the periphery of what's possible out there. And I've started Let Your Color Out Life to talk with people who can inspire us to maybe try that on our own and ground us in that knowing on ourselves. Today, I'm really excited. I have Susan Tabert. I wanted to make sure I got her last name right. She is a phenomenal teacher of medicinal plant medicine and herbal remedies. She has been teaching over in Seattle and Bastyr and coming to North Idaho for many, many years before all of the COVID craze. She has just found this beautiful little nest of ours that we're so lucky to enjoy. And she's bringing her wonderful wisdom to us. And I was lucky enough to take a class with Susan on Saturday. She teaches classes, and as you listen to the show, you'll find lots of different ways to network with this incredible lightkeeper of ours in town. And that's the fun thing. I was born and raised in Sampine, I think I was telling your group on the weekend. And what I love about the people coming is we tend to have this appreciation for the beautiful area, the natural medicine, even the hunting, the wildlife, everything. It's a really natural, beautiful way to live. And you certainly are no exception to capitalizing on that. Not really capitalizing, just enjoying, embracing, and empowering us in that journey. So thank you very much, Susan, for joining me. I welcome you to Let Your Color Out Life.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, Lindy.
Yeah, we were talking a minute ago about this gray, and January is always a tougher month for people in February because we're ready to maybe see the sun, and we're above the 45th parallel, so we don't see as much sun, and Sandpoint has always been my entire life growing up here. We've always had this gray period, and we were talking a little bit about just uplifting herbs, and as we dive into the show, Susan has a lot of that wisdom to share with us. But in the meantime, why don't you tell us what started your passion for really studying plants? And would you call it plant medicine?
I do call it plant medicine.
Okay.
Yeah, plants are out there packed full of medicine and nutrition. And I really appreciate being able to be out and wildcrafting. You know, I'm a gardener, but I'm a wildcrafter at heart. And when I was a little girl, my dad had a garden plot. It was about 40 by 60. And he would give me a little, I don't even know, maybe it was a 4x4 little square in the one corner. And I remember in the late winter, I would get my Burpee seed catalog in the mail. It would be so exciting.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'd through and I'd go, oh, I want to grow this little mini watermelon. And I could do that because I grew up in a suburb of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So hot, long, hot summers. And the dirt there was so black. So basically, whatever you put in the ground was going to grow. Right.
Yeah.
And so so
you just could own that little chunk of land and do whatever you wanted there.
Yeah.
Did you also have to tend to it? I'm wondering if that's why you like gardening, is maybe you didn't have to be the keeper of the dirt, right?
Yeah. I have a feeling that my dad did most of the upkeep. And even now, you know, my husband and I have a 5,000 square foot garden, and he's Mr. Weeder. He went in saying, I'm not going to weed. He grew up on a 500 acre farm, and he had a weed and weed and weed from when he was a little tot. And he said, I'm not weeding. But he'll go out there at like 5 o'clock in the morning in the summer, and he's weeding, and he takes care of that for me. So I have a feeling.
What a gift that is.
Yeah, I have a feeling my dad did the same thing for me too. And back then, I also had a great aunt, Mary, and she used to teach me about what her mom, who's my great grandma, used to do to keep them healthy and to doctor them when they were sick, because back then, I mean, my great aunt, she was born in, I think, 1904.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't go to the urgent care back then.
We didn't have urgent care back then.
Right,
yeah. We
right.
didn't have, I mean, a third of what we have.
Yeah. And, you know, hospital, you can go to a hospital and never come back, you know, from that. So they had to know. So what did they do? They turned to the plants.
Right.
So she grew up, it was just natural to use plant medicine. Right. And then, you know, alternative like vinegar and baking soda and water if you have a tummy ache. And it was like, you know, it would help you. What was
throw
like
up.
Like Alka-Seltzer.
It would calm us, which is so interesting because you would think that the vinegar would be like almost revolting, but it calms the stomach.
It calms the stomach.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it calms down acid reflux really, really well. And so, you know, she would tell me stories like that, and she would give me little plant starts. She would teach me how to take care of her house plants. What, you know, the African violet, you only water from
the bottom.
You know, below, because you don't want to get the leaves wet. But this plant, you can, you know, water more than this plant. And then she took me out in the garden and started teaching me about the plants out there.
What wonderful wisdom that was passed to
you.
So you actually spent time with her.
Some of your formidable years,
you had this amazing sort of wisdom keeper that would teach you.
Right.
Share her medicine. And that's all they knew back then.
That's all they knew.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So why not use it, right? And I'm so fortunate that she passed that down to me. Now, she lived in a suburb of Pittsburgh. I lived in a suburb of Chicago. So we'd make our, you know, our trek to the mothership several times a year. It was only an 8-hour drive, you know. And so we would pile in the car and... without seatbelts, of course, because that was way back in the 60s. And she lived 4 houses away from my grandma. Mm. So I would leave my grandma's house and walk down to my great aunt Mary's and spend time with her. And my grandma didn't like that very much. There was a bit of a rivalry there. So I would be there for maybe a half hour. My mom would call her up and
say, all right, hustle along.
Yes, and Suzanne back home. And in the meantime, you know, I had my little cassette player as I got older, and I would record what she would tell me. And
Wow.
Oh, gosh. And I have, you know, plants to this day that she gave me.
Well, yeah. Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Just continuing to kind of carry on the air. That is the true essence of heirloom.
Yes.
You know, you've got the heirloom.
Yeah.
And then now, I mean, fast forward, I mean, you had a big career teaching over on the West Coast at Bastyr University, teaching herbal medicine.
Yes. Yeah, I still teach there, not as much as I used to, mm-hmm. right? Because that's a bit of a trek. So I went down from several times a year teaching there to I'm just going to go over twice a year. And I'll be taking students out in the middle of nowhere and teaching them about the wild plants that grow, their constituents inside them that cause physiological actions in the body, when to harvest, how to harvest, and then how to make.
And what to harvest.
That's
the thing that's, I think, so interesting in nature is, so this class I was lucky enough to do on Saturday, and we made bitters, and I'd love you to speak to bitters because it was kind of my introduction to them, but I am a huge believer. But like, we made them with grand fir, or actually larch, we didn't know.
It was lodgepole.
Lodgepole pine, orange peels, yeah. And some cacao nibs.
Cacao nibs and also Oregon grapes.
And Oregon grapes,
right?
Yeah.
And I harvested them in August and stuck them in the freezer knowing that I was going to do the class last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So getting ready for that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it was just, so there's so much out there that you actually can eat. We had some dandelion tea, which, I mean, of course, we're all like, ew, that's terrible. That's bitter. But again, I think you'd mentioned that if you roast them, it tends to bring out a little bit of the sweetness. It was actually mm-hmm. really good tea, mm-hmm. but it's another, you know, one of the things just using dandelions. I mean, you look at the life force of a dandelion. It can grow on a bridge between concrete.
Right.
So, I mean, if you just kind of look at the energetics of that plant, I mean, can people look at it that way?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I teach people that too. Look at how this can grow where nothing else can grow. Dandelions will take the hardest clay soil, even rock, and it can break a rock. It can break through the clay because at the tips of their roots, it exudes acid. And that acid will dissolve rocks. It'll dissolve the clay more. And then it just slurps up the minerals. And in the meantime, it's creating these little tunnels, right? Oh. So eventually, as the dandelion dies, there's these open tunnels. And then what can go in there? A lot of water can go in there. And then earthworms can better get from place to place. And it begins to form a fertile soil versus a soil that nothing can really grow in.
Wow. Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, it was amazing. So we are going to take a break in just a minute or two, but maybe would you just tell people why bitters? Why do we want to take bitters?
Bitters cool down the heat. So this period, the last 3 years where there's been a lot of anxiety, a lot of anger, a lot of fear, you know, a lot of high emotions, what happens is we can get what's called liver heat, and we can have then problems with elimination, problems with, you know, emotionally, if you're resentful and angry and fearful and have, you know, all these negative emotions going on that you would prefer not to have. Bitters cool everything down, cool down the liver, help with the elimination, and then help with overall health. You know, our digestion is where 85% of our relaxing neurotransmitters are made. 85%. That's amazing. So, and 70% of our immune activity happens in our gut as well. So we want to have our alimentary canal, aka the digestive system, to be very healthy, to be able to naturally calm down, naturally cool it. And you wouldn't think of bitters as bringing down anxiety, but by the very fact that it's working on the digestive system, it does.
Isn't that, it was such an eye-opener for me, especially knowing, you know, there is a lot of anxiety on the planet right now, both in the financial world, the future, the state of, you know, just our children's states of mind and everything. So, all right, well, we will take a short break. You're listening to North Idaho Radio. And when we come back, we will dive a little bit deeper into plant medicine. Thank you for joining me today, Susan.
Thank you.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments from snow blowers to snow blades, and you've got winner beat. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service. New location and showroom at 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-0433 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-279-0433. That's 800-279-0433. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-0433. Again, 800-279-0433.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Right, welcome back. I'm having such a fun visit off air with Suzanne. Again, my guest today is Suzanne Talbert. No, I put an L in it. I got Suzanne right, but Suzanne Talbert.
Suzanne Talbert.
Got it. Okay, teacher over at Bass Deer University and now still teaching there, but less and really contributing to our community, which is so wonderful. We were having a great talk before we left the air, if you're just joining us, about why one would be interested in taking bitters when they taste so horrible. I got home after our class and I put a little drop on my dad's tongue or on my nephew, Daniel, who I, you know, and they're both just like, oh, whoa, it was the worst. But it's just so interesting that it actually cools the liver, you're saying, and can help with anxiety. But how often do you have to take it? Like, what's the dosage, I guess, and until you notice a difference?
It depends on the person and what they need. Right. So dosing is different for every person. But what you want to know is that bitters will stimulate the liver. So we don't take bitters later in the afternoon, definitely not in the evening, because at about 9 o'clock, our liver changes from digestion to now let's do some repair work, some maintenance, and any number of the 500 functions that the liver does every day. So we want the liver to be able to do its nighttime work.
And the cleaning not its, and the restoring.
Right.
You know, I talk a lot about the restoration in the evening, and that's when your body does its health, or the digesting and the healing.
Right. And so that turns on at about 9 o'clock. And it takes about 4 hours to get the bitters going through the system. Right. And so if we take it at 7 o'clock, then up until 11 o'clock, your body is still trying to digest.
Okay.
Right. So we take them earlier than that so our body can, you know, do its job at the correct time. The liver has its own circadian rhythm. So we want it to be able to follow it. It's smarter than we are, and it knows what it's supposed to do. So we don't.
It's also your most resilient organ. Like of all your organs, it is the one that will regenerate the quickest, no matter how hard we are on it. It,
right.
Given a little bit of love, a little bit of TLC, it can again, and it filters everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I call it the recycling center of the body. Things will get stored in there. So sometimes, if the liver gets congested, then you know it starts acting up and we can get pain in the liver. We can wake up and then, you know, with pains in the middle of the night, and then it'll affect our gallbladder, which then affects our ability to digest the fats, you know. So
I was talking to a friend I saw, and her husband had her gallbladder out and it caused complications. I wanted to ask you, I knew I had you on today, but just because bitters are on the mind, would that help with the gallbladder?
Yeah, if they don't have a gallbladder,
well,
it's
or
going
if
to...
maybe not getting it taken out. Sometimes I always would be curious if something like that might help.
27 years ago, my friend Erin was having gallbladder problems. Mm-hmm. She went in to see her doctor, and the doctor said, "Oh, well, let's schedule the operation to get your gallbladder out." And she said, "Why, thank you very much," and went home and started pouring through her herb books. And everything she read was dandelions, dandelions, dandelions. So she dug up dandelions and she just chopped the whole thing up, filled up a gallon jar, covered it with apple cider vinegar, and then immediately started eating it. And over the period of 8 weeks, steadily eating that, the dandelion itself is bitter, and that menstruum, the liquid called vinegar, it's bitter, considered a bitter mm-hmm. as well. It healed her gallbladder to the point that she went back in and her doctor said, your gallbladder is perfectly healthy. And about 22 seconds later, she got pregnant.
Wow.
When she couldn't before and gave birth to our beautiful Linnea.
I do love those
Linnea.
Stories.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean, I just sometimes I think, and again, I have a managed MS in the body, and I am very grateful for having the Western allopathic wisdom on board. But I love that we are starting to sort of integrate the two. And you're certainly a big voice in that realm, just with even that story. But yeah, the dandelion is a powerful force for sure.
It is. And you know, the way I teach, I bridge between Western medicine and herbalism. I think they both have their place.
Absolutely.
You know, if I needed a diagnosis, dandelions aren't going to do that for me, but I could go get a test. I can find out what's going on with me, and then I can make the choice. Do I want to go with allopathic medicine? Do I want to go with acupuncture? You know, is massage going to help? Do I need to take supplements or herbs? Then I can, I have more choices that way, you know?
Well, and the reality is, I mean, it's going to take you a minute to get scheduled, a few weeks anyway, so why not try it? It's not like you're out anything to try this. I mean, there probably are poisonous things out there, but that's, you know, again, why you would want to jump into one of Suzanne's classes is to learn those foraging techniques. But so we're talking about herbal medicine today. If you were to start building an apothecary, so the reason I'm so fascinated to have Suzanne join me is because I have started a very fun garden energetically. I have really cultivated a beautiful spot and land. It's become sort of this sacred garden where I plant all this different color, and it makes me really happy. It's become my grounding space. Like, I can just teleport, drop into the garden, and I can just, you know, a tap into that wisdom, like of people who've gone by, all of those things. But as I start this journey, and I'm guessing there's some listeners out there today that are wanting to maybe dabble in this, where would you start? What would you plant? What would be clearly we've talked about dandelions, but what else would you suggest?
So first of all, don't weed your dandelions out. Let them grow.
And don't put Roundup on them.
And don't put Roundup. That's not seen in my herb garden at all. You know, I have.
Just weed them out. You're saying just dig them with those big, the dandelion.
Yeah, if you leave any part of the dandelion root in there, it's going to come back. And dandelions are tilling up your soil. They're making clay soil more fertile. They're adding so much nutrients to the soil, besides the phytochemicals in them that are creating such wonderful health in us. You know, so what are you going to have in your garden? Think about the issues that you or your friends or your loved ones have. Do you have a lot of anxiety? Is that a prevalent thing, you know, around you? So you're going to plant things like lavender. Here in North Idaho, lavender grows really well. One of my favorites is motherwort. You can throw down oat seeds, and 3 months later, you're harvesting oats, which is so soothing to the nervous system. Mugwort is cooling to the liver, and it helps promote really good deep sleep. What else do I have in my garden? I grow ashwagandha every year, which helps those who have anxiety issues or anxiety dysfunction. It helps to reduce that over time, and will take away, you know, a panic attack in the bud. But I have things that are culinary in there that are also medicine, like lovage. It's this beautiful plant that gets, you know, 7 to 10 feet tall, and it tastes like very strong celery, and it's a diuretic. Sometimes, you know, we have problems with holding on to lymphatic fluid.
Absolutely.
Or water,
right?
And so that can help with that.
Mugwort does that?
That's lovage.
Lovage, okay.
Lovage.
No, you that is, you know, I've been helping take care of my parents lately, and both of them are on a diuretic. And that can be a problem. And I'm learning so much about the kidney. It just, you know, that just is where what we're up with right now. And so I mean that would be interesting to introduce lovage.
L-O-V-A-G-E.
And would you make a tincture out of that then?
Oh, you can throw it in salads.
Is it actually tasty?
Oh, it's good. It tastes like really strong celery. So I make a celery salt or, you know, a Lovage salt out of it. But, you know, salt and inflammation, they do not go hand in hand. In fact, they're always at odds with each other. But my world famous potato salad, there's always Lovage leaves in that. You can dry it for tea if you want. It's a really nice tasting tea. But you think about how can... I run the Cedar Mountain Herb School in Seattle and here in Sandpoint as well. And one of my mottos is get the medicine to the people in ways that they'll enjoy taking so that healing can occur. So how are we going to do that? We can tincture Lovage, but what about those who are in recovery or it's against their moral code to drink alcohol or they just don't want alcohol in their life for whatever reason? It doesn't matter. You know, what else can we do? So what I do is I help people incorporate these medicinal herbs in ways that they'd be willing to take. Even, you know, teas. If people are used to drinking Mountain Dew all the time, you know, and you say, here, have this tea, to you it might taste really good, right? But to them, they're like, oh my gosh, this is so not Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to eat this. So how are we going to get it to them? How can we make this into food or some way delightful for them? My husband eats herbs all the time. He doesn't even know it. He just knows that he eats good meals.
Okay, because you just put it in the food, right? Mm-hmm. And tea is such a great way to get it in. And then just add a little honey to it if you need to.
Right. And you can make herbal honeys. So by soaking herbs in honey for a period of time, normally 3 to 4 weeks, you know, first you're chopping up the plant material really well and then filling up the jar, pouring honey over it. And it's going to take a while for the honey to go down, but you just keep adding till the honey's to the top. Put a lid on it and a label, always with the label.
Gosh, that is my downfall.
Oh my gosh.
Labeling things.
What it is, what's mm-hmm. the date.
And a date.
Right. And then 3 to 4 weeks out, put that date on too. And then what is it for? You know, one thing that I'm always teaching people is when you have products, remedies on the shelf, if you're sick or you're in a first aid situation, can you go to all of your jars and go, what's going to help me? I'm bleeding or my loved one is bleeding. What was that herb? What was that herb? And if it just says Herb Robert or Salal, you might not think.
No, and when you're in a bit of a state like that, you can't think anyway, typically.
I mean, right.
your brain is totally right. bypassed.
So if it says on the label, stops bleeding. Oh, that's the one that I want.
Is that yarrow? Yarrow?
Well, yarrow works really well.
Yarrow is a really nice diptych.
Mm-hmm. Really well for that, yarrow. Yes.
And then I made a poultice with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just having so much fun learning. Again, we're mm-hmm. just very lucky to have Susan in our community. And we have to take a short break. But when we come back, we will continue to talk about how to build out your very own apothecary and maybe what to plant in your garden to just try some of this. Thank you for listening to Let Your Color Out, Life with Lindy.
Feeling under the weather? Cold and flu season is here. At Sandpoint Superdrug, their nutrition center is fully stocked with the vitamins and supplements you need. Stop in today and keep your health on track. Also, check out their hardware department for your winter maintenance. They have traction sand, snow shovels, and ice melt to easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. Happy New Year from Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue, serving Sandpoint for over 40 years.
From all of us at Winter Ridge Natural Foods, we want to thank you and wish you a happy new year. We can't wait to help you enjoy healthy, delicious, and affordable meals all year long. Whether it's pantry basics you need, fresh produce, or something special from the deli. Follow the orange sun tags to find hundreds of items throughout the store to find the price point you'll love. Shop at the store or order online and arrange curbside pickup at winterridgefoods.com. We're here so you can shop smart and eat smart. Winter Ridge, the community choice on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Happy New Year from your friends at ProX Home Center. Have a new project you want to tackle? Let the experts help you. From paint to lumber to tools, there's nothing they can't handle. And did you know Pro-X delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, or windows, they'll get it to your door. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Welcome back and happy Wednesday. Uplifting herbs. Let's start with that on this gray January day. Suzanne was talking about oats and motherwort and just some of these magical, she did a class on online, which a lot of her classes are online. And we'll tell you just at the end of this segment where, or at the end of the show, where we can get her books and where we can take some of these classes. But uplifting herbs, what would you do? Let's say we grew, you said oats were really good. Like, so, I mean, oats are for horses, right? If you're like, well, help me with this. Help me connect the dots, Suzanne. I'm like, what? Yeah.
So oats are super easy to grow. You literally throw them on the ground. You don't even have to till them under. You keep them watered until they're really well established, and then make sure, you know, you do a decent watering because it gets pretty dry here. And then about 3 months later, you'll see the seed heads, and when you squish them, a little drop of milk comes out. And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening right now have heard of milky oats, and that's the milk stage. That's when we harvest. Oats are full of calcium. In the seed head, also, there's more calcium in the leaves and the stem. And calcium is used, it's a food for the nerves. It's calming the nerves. It calms down our emotions. It calms down our muscles as well. If we're, you know, feeling
restless legs, maybe.
Restless leg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, along with magnesium, which oats has as well. And so getting to, you know, that getting the medicine of the people, mm-hmm. right? So not everybody's going to eat oatmeal every morning because they don't like the texture. Right? That's what I hear the complaint is, the texture. I grew up eating oats. I love oats. I ate oats for breakfast this morning. That's one way to get the medicine in. Well, we can harvest that plant, the whole thing, right? And I harvest all the way down to where the stem is still green. So at the very bottom, you'll see it's turning yellow. You go above that, cut it up, put it in your dehydrator until everything is just really snappy dry, no bending at all. Keep it in glass jars. It makes a lovely tasting tea, and
it does.
It's very mild.
Oh, and nettle tea.
Yeah. Yeah. A very, very nourishing. And what it does, now this is a, you know, let's get into anatomy for a little bit. Our nerve cells has a dendrite, it's called. It looks like a hand. And then right. It has this long kind of a string. And at the end, there's a tiny little kind of like a closed fist, right? And that middle part is called an axon. And that's where the neurotransmitters or the messengers are ripping at lightning speed, right? And there's myelin sheath in sections like jelly rolls all the way down that axon. And if it didn't have that, we would literally fry our nerves. And have you ever said that? My nerves are fried today. My nerves are frazzled. it can literally happen. Well, this protective coating is called myelin, and that myelin comes from tiny little cells that are, oh my gosh, you think of a cell as being so tiny, but next to a nerve cell are teeny, teeny little cells called glial cells. In particular, they're called Schwann cells. Their sole purpose is to produce this myelin, which is like this rubbery coating that goes around like a jelly roll. And then there's little gaps, and so that neurotransmitter hops from gap to gap to gap, and it keeps that myelin keeps the nerve cell from frying
or short circuiting
it literally. Mm-hmm. So why am I telling you all of this? All of a sudden, it's like, oh.
Probably because I need to hear it. Now I manage multiple sclerosis, so myelin is exactly
right?
where it's
right?
you know it Amen. It's attacked. So I'm hearing you say there's a little this OT or something might help rebuild myelin.
Yes.
Okay. What is that secret?
It stimulates it. It goes the oats go to these glial cells, these Schwann cells, and says, "Hey, it's a really good idea to start synthesizing some myelin because we've got a little bit of issue here on this
dendrite,
axon axon, right?" And so the glial happy to do its job. I was born to do this. I get to shine now, mm-hmm. right? And so the oats are it's the cheerleader. Let's get going. I know you can do this, and it helps to repair over and over again the myelin sheaths around the axon. So the more oats we eat, the healthier our nerve cells. Our moods are a function of our nerve strength. So if we have strong nerves, our moods are better. Our ability to cope with little things and then big things is much greater.
Resiliency. It helps with
Amen.
Resiliency.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Isn't that a fun thing for you to segue? See, it's mm-hmm. we were supposed to talk about that. Because it is. I'm always looking. I do a lot of my own preventative things with, the tools and tips that I apply in my books, but also the radio, or not the radio, but like the yoga and the meditating and getting mm-hmm. quiet. But I would say diet's probably my weakest link of managing my health, mm-hmm. I think, because I just don't put enough consideration into it, I think. I'm not a planner like that. I have this really fast ADHD brain with short circuiting and all kinds of craziness, right? It's a fun place to live. But so it's great that there is – so oats is a great starter for anybody managing any kind of nervous anxiety, anything. Oats is a really good thing to just incorporate more and more into the diet.
Right. And if you grow, you don't have to grow the oats.
You can get them. There's great sources or even,
right. Tendril or Mountain Rose Herbs sells them as well. And you have them in a glass jar by your stove at night. Take a quart jar, throw in a good handful of the oats, pour cold water over it, put on a lid. Overnight, it's going to steep. That's called a cold infusion. And the morning, you strain it out. And all day long, you're just sipping this beautiful, nerve-soothing infusion all day long. You didn't really have to do anything. You didn't have to do a whole lot of planning. You didn't have to do a whole lot of thinking.
You just sip the water.
You strain it out. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I was thinking you would eat the oats.
Well, if you're using it – now, if you're using the oat plant – right?
Okay.
Now, if you're using the oats, people do overnight oats. Mm-hmm. It's more planning, though,
Yeah.
Because, some people will crock pot it, mm-hmm. or they'll have their jar, put oats in and then put their nut milk in and nut butters and whatever it else is. And then you just put it in the refrigerator overnight if you like eating oats. Not everybody does.
Well, and especially knowing that might speak specifically to the myelin, it's a good
right.
thing. I'm like, hello, I'll introduce oats.
And if you wake up and you hit the ground running and you say, mama ain't got no time to make breakfast, it's already there.
Yeah,
it's already
made steeped
for
it the
you.
Night before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I think that's so spectacular about what you're bringing to us, not only on the show, but in your books and in your classes and teaching at Bestier and online, is you're helping just the layman, me, learn how to support my system best.
I love sharing what I know with people. I don't have any kids. I don't have anyone to pass things down to. And then my nieces and nephews, they're not interested in what I do. unless it's Christmas and they want soap.
That's, wow.
Well, but you... so I, my students are the people that I pass things out, and it's like ripples, right? So I teach you, you're going to share that information with somebody who shares it with somebody else.
We were talking in one of our breaks. It's more of the humble approach, but it's maybe what we need a little bit more of on the planet is just, you know, the 500-year plan.
Yeah.
Knowing.
Amen.
Well, we've got one more break. When we come back, we will ask Susan the best way to reach out and get connected to these wonderful classes and offerings that she has. Thank you again for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Hey, Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderay. I know how hard it is to get motivated when it's cold out. So from now through February, when the temperature is below freezing, we will pay you a $20 per ton bonus on tin, autos, and scrap iron. Plus, we'll pay a 5 cent per pound bonus on copper, brass, aluminum, and your aluminum cans. We're also paying top dollar for your catalytic converters. So come see us and turn your scrap into cash. Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderay.
Old Man Winter is here, and is a beautiful time of year to visit the historic city of Stateline, Idaho, where the nightlife is always buzzing at the Saddle Saurian, El Patio, Little Italy, Cruisers, Nashville North, Contiki, and Stateline Showgirls. Take advantage of the low Idaho prices on gas and tobacco products at A1 Smoke Shop, Liberty Stop and Go, and Lou's Smoke Shop. Great food is also at the line at Cooper's Express, Blue Taco, The Border Stop, and coming soon, Hangry's. Take it to the line. Stateline, Idaho.
From all of us at Winter Ridge Natural Foods, we want to thank you and wish you a happy new year. We can't wait to help you enjoy healthy, delicious, and affordable meals all year long. Whether it's pantry basics you need, fresh produce, or something special from the deli. Follow the orange sun tags to find hundreds of items throughout the store to find the price point you'll love. Shop at the store or order online and arrange curbside pickup at winterridgefoods.com. We're here so you can shop smart and eat smart. Winter Ridge, the community choice on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
I don't want to tell anybody about it. I want you to myself. I'll be not selfish. Oh my goodness, I was just, I think I might have even said on air, I said I won't be selfish, darn it. I'm like, I want all of this wisdom, so I wasn't going to announce that she's doing this magical apprenticeship that I will be doing, and that she's going to be teaching lots more classes coming up, because we were just talking off air, like, I grow all of this calendula, and I make a really great face oil, but I didn't know you could actually make an oil out of the calendula. I always use a carrier oil to make the face oil. So, and for those of you who are listening going, what on earth? Basically, the only thing you need to know is that there is so much wonderful magic and medicine in our gardens. And Susan is here to teach us. So tell us some of the ways that we can learn from you.
Right now, I am doing...
Suzanne, sorry.
It's okay. You're not the first person me Susan. So right now, I have a kitchen series. They're quick twice a month, 2-hour classes, and you're in the kitchen. Because it's winter, there's snow on the ground. It's kind of hard to dig up roots this time of year, and there's not a whole lot of flowers showing.
You dug the roots for us. You got it all.
So we get to just show up. Well, in fact, like this Saturday, I'm going to be teaching an elderberry class, so I very carefully froze some elderberries. They're still in my freezer, and these in-person classes are great because it's basically an hour of let me tell you why we're going to be making these remedies, and then you get to make the remedies and then take them home. With that, you learn about how to take them, when to take them, dosing, you know, what's appropriate. And then I start, usually in April, I'll start teaching some outdoor classes. I know April's a little iffy here in North Idaho, but dandelions are going to be up. And dandelions are important. They're one of my favorite, you know, top 10 plants. I'm on the desert island, so I want dandelions. So I like teaching about them. And then all summer, all fall, I do 3 to 4 to 5 hour classes, anywhere from, you know, building your apothecary to wild plant harvest intensives, where we go in the middle of nowhere and learn about the plants and, you know, harvest things and make the remedies. And my apprenticeship program starts in May, and it's four-week modules with a week break in between. And I take you everywhere, wherever the wild plants grow, that's where we're going to be. You know, so I'm going to be taking you to some of the most beautiful places on the planet. Some days we're going to be working in my garden as well.
They all be in this area, or you'll actually leave this North Idaho region?
Yeah, we'll travel about an hour.
Oh, okay.
Not within every time. Okay. Yeah, but within the region. And you spend 8 hours with me, and it's every Thursday from 9 to 5. Gosh, and I'm teaching you the plant constituents. So a lot of people say, oh gosh, plant constituents, that's too sciencey for me. But that's what the alchemists were all about generations ago. And they're the ones that paved the way for us herbalists to really understand why the plants are doing what they do. So I find it very important to teach. And I'll teach advanced people. And newts, like you
I refer to myself as a newt. I am a newt in this learning, for sure.
And everything in between. So always hands-on. We're always harvesting. We're making flower remedies, hydrosol distillations, tinctures, oils, salves, creams. You know, we work with mushrooms, you name it, and we're going to be working with it. So that's the apprenticeship program. But then, you know, one day workshops as well for those who can't commit to that full apprenticeship program. And through March, I have online classes as well. And if you miss all of the online classes, I'm working with my website goddess to put all of my past online classes from last year and this year so far up on the website. So people, oh, I want to learn about phytochemistry. Awesome. So you can buy it. It's yours forever. You get the PDF presentation with that. And
or just like your bitters. Would that be you could purchase that? That was an incredible handout, like very elaborate on making bitters. And so those things are available on your website.
They will be.
So we're working toward that. Yeah.
Yeah. But you go on cedarmountainherbs.com and you can find, you know, go on apprenticeships on the menu and go on herbal workshops. We don't have the spring and summer single workshops populated on there, but, you know, it'll happen soon.
Well, all is in good timing. I want to thank you so much. Suzanne Tabert was my guest today, and I just cannot thank you enough for your time and committing to such a beautiful practice. It is a practice, and I am a new student in this, and I really thank you for joining me. Again, you've been listening for the last hour to Lindy Lewis, and my show is Let Your Color Out Life, and it tends to talk to people pursuing passion and purpose or turning, you know, wounds into wisdom, and that is certainly something that I have done, managing the MS in the body and through my book series that is available at Sandpoint Superdrug. And again, just talking to people like this that inspire me to keep on the healing journey. So Suzanne, I cannot thank you enough. What's your number one? If somebody wanted to have the number one herb, what would you tell them to make sure they leave this planet with?
Lavender.
Lavender.
It does just about everything. It helps to take away bacteria. It helps focus if you have ADHD. It it knits wounds together really quickly.
Lavender is the magical gosh. Plant it in your garden. It's also beautiful and to take it in your house. So again, thank you very much for listening to North Idaho Radio, and I hope you have a very wonderful January.